Mates, Dates and Portobello Princesses. Written by Kathy Hopkins and read by Melissa Eccleston. Nesta, is that you? Said Lucy's voice at the other end of the phone. You sound weird. Where are you?
In the loo, on the train from hell, I groaned.
I could hear her laughing. Why do people always think it's funny when my life turns into total disaster?
No, seriously, it's a nightmare. We're stuck in the middle of nowhere. I should have been home hours ago.
Sounds like you're in a bucket, said Lucy. The phone's all echoey. Anyway, what are you doing in the loo? You're not stuck in there, are you? She started laughing again.
I am in here, I said primly, to talk on my mobile without the whole carriage listening in, and hopefully to get some sympathy from someone who's supposed to be one of my best friends.
I am sorry, Nesta. It'll get going again soon.
What are you doing?
Watching telly. There's a repeat of Dawson's Creek on. Going to Izzy's later.
Lucky thing. I wish I was there. I can't bear this much longer. I'm bored out of my mind.
Haven't you got a book with you?
Read it.
Magazine?
Read it.
Call Izzy.
She's out.
Then go and chat to one of the passengers. That'll make the time go faster.
Don't even go there. I've got the family of Satan sitting behind me. Remind me never to have kids.
I thought you liked kids.
Yeah, but I couldn't eat a whole one. Honestly, it's awful. This little boy behind me is driving me bonkers. Banging on my seat, arguing with his sister, playing some irritating computer game that makes a noise like a police siren, and his parents are just sitting there like he's the most adorable creature ever. I wish they'd tell him to zip it.
So move. It's Saturday. Go into weekend first and pay the extra. Have you got enough?
Yeah, I moved already. Dad gave me the extra. But because it's Easter, the train's massively overbooked, and there aren't enough seats. So they've moved everyone into first class. And the heating's broken. And there's no buffet car. I can't even get a Coke. Stop laughing. I don't see what's so funny.
Sorry, Nesta, said Lucy. It's just the thought of you hiding in the loo. You get to go to all the trendiest places.